What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Mike McCarthy is out as Dallas Cowboys head coach. Whether you think it wasn't a big deal because his contract ran up tomorrow or he made the decision or whatever, it's done. So we promised we would go to the people. Let's go to the people. Let's start with line number one, Wayne in Athens. What the heck do you think about this whole thing?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
So we are in a spot that I think is a lot worse than most people realize, because with Mike gone, unless Zimmer's the head coach, then we're going to have three different defensive coordinators in 3 years. We saw what happened last year with the slow start. If Zimmer's not going to be the head coach, then you're going to have somebody else come in. The biggest thing to me is that Jerry does not want to admit any fault, because it all starts at the beginning. The way that they structure these contracts, lift these switches, and put all the money on the back end makes it where you can't trade anybody. Nobody has value because all the money is going to be on the team that wants to take the player. When's the last time we got a third-round pick or better for any trade piece?
Herschel Walker.
Yeah, it's been a really long time. It's been a really long time. Now, that's something that I've been preaching for a long time is – I don't like the way the Cowboys run their salary cap. And I saw somebody text in and said, you could theoretically create up to $100 million in salary cap room. That's not incorrect. But I don't think that the Cowboys have the stomach to do that for their new coach or anybody else.
They will, for their locker room's sake, they will have their three stars under contract.
Sure.
I mean, Mike is going to be under contract.
I agree.
That's reality. They will have that so they can go, well, we don't have to, the culture is going to be there because those three guys are there. That's what they're going to tell us. The culture right now just doesn't look good. And it really does rely on a coach to either come in and say, guys, I'm giving y'all the culture, y'all take it. Or the coach to come in and say, I am going to create the culture in this room. And that's something that they're going to preach. Every coach, Kevin, every hiring cycle, every coach gets up first thing he says, I got to change the culture in that locker room. That's going to be the first thing they discuss there. But that is, they're going to say, the Cowboys are going to say, we're good because we're going to have CD, Dak, and Micah under contract, and we feel comfortable knowing that they're here.
I hadn't even really thought about the defensive coordinator change.
No, I was wondering, like, I'm sure that Jerry will try to sell Mike Zimmer.
Sure.
But that, I don't know.
Let's get wild here. Let's go to line number nine. This is Tommy in Atlantic City. Tommy, what are we to make of all of this?
Listen, my head's spinning. So initially, I didn't want McCarthy back. I'm like, I can't take him anymore. He's driving me nuts. Then I was reserved to the fact he's coming back. And now I'm glad he's not coming back. And I hope he stuck it to Jerry, where Jerry wanted him back and was lowballing. Because I've been a longtime fan living in Jersey. Now I live out in the Philly suburbs, which is sickening, as you guys could only imagine. But It's just I don't have faith in Jerry anymore. I lost it. I lost it after last year. I can't take it anymore. I'm saying to my friends, I'm just like, my team's going to stink again next year. It doesn't matter who the coach is going to be. And one of my buddies, I just told that McCarthy's out. He's like, we need a wow coach. I'm like, we're going to get a wow coach, but we're not going to get the wow. We're going to be, wow, this is great. It's going to be like, wow, what the hell is he doing now?
Agreed. That is what I was thinking when he said a wow coach. I was like, I think that's going to be the negative kind of wow.
He's going to tell Tommy about the housing market here and the weather. God.
You're going to try to get him to move?
Well, he sounds like he's miserable living in kind of that Philadelphia, Jersey area, but Tommy can move here. Nobody's making you stay there.
I mean,
no state tax.
You're definitely right. I don't think you have to sell Tommy on it. It sounded like he definitely
I feel like I want to hang out with Tommy. Back.
Something that Tommy said that I hope as well. I really do hope it was Mike McCarthy who said, so that's your final offer?
Mm-hmm.
I'm out.
Yeah, I agree with, I completely agree on that.
I lean that way. The way this is broken down, I lean that Mike McCarthy was the one who said, look, I'm done.
Yeah, I think that would be great. But for the people,
Can I say something about this though? Our friend Frank Provenzano, who messaged me on Friday, he was the former assistant GM for the Stars. He was also with the Capitals.
That's true.
One of the things he always said about firings or not re-signing contracts, which that's the case right now with Mike McCarthy. He did not get fired. It's just the Cowboys and him have not decided not to re-up their contract. You know before it happens. People start distancing themselves from you. The conversations are different. You know that you're not going to be back with somebody. And I think, I mean, I can go look at this season and how it went. I bet conversations led themselves for Mike McCarthy to believe they don't want me back. And I don't know if I want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
The conversations probably just, you could see if I wonder, hey, bring in Mike Zimmer. Does that a sign that they're going to try and replace me with Mike Zimmer if something goes wrong? Like, there's lots of things that were leading itself and lending itself to something like this happening.
And it's not Mike Zimmer's fault, but Mike Zimmer represents to me old football. Not to say that he doesn't still have a place in this world, but whether it's Mike Zimmer, maybe Doug Peterson, I kind of feel the same way about Mike Vrabel. I think that's the old world of football. And I think they're going to bring in somebody like that, that you're like, okay, great.
Hey, don't we kill it at Buffalo Wild Wings in like the Fort Worth area?
That's true. You want to go to
Shouldn't line 4 be our next call?
Line 4. Let's go to TJ in Fort Worth. How are you feeling about Mike McCarthy being out?
Hey, what's up, boys? I love you all. I listen to you all the time. I don't think it really matters. No matter who the coach is, as long as the Jones family has their grasp on the entire organization, no one's going to be able to do what they want to do when they want it.
It's hard to argue with that. It really is, because that's what we talked about earlier, Corey. If people think, like, you got less fans at training camp, Mike McCarthy took his stand. If people think this is going to be the start of a tsunami of pushback against the Jones family, I don't think they care.
Corey, here's the great news, though. Jerry can sell. He sold Bill Parcells on
That's
Don't
true.
Worry, I'll Back Off. And he does to start off. Now, he's older. I don't know. That was 2004, I think. 2004 is, I'm kind of like, I think, though, Jerry can sell anybody on coming here.
Yes.
And then they regret it. Think besides like Jason Garrett, I think 3 years into it, they kind of, you said this I think earlier, kind of regret what they've gotten into.
Yeah, it becomes a frustrating thing because you're like, okay, he told me that these things would be this way. And Mike, who we call Mike here, he's pointed out many times after the honeymoon's over, after that first year, if you didn't win the Super Bowl, Jerry's like, give me the leash back. You know, give me the reins back on this thing. That happens a lot. And then you're like, okay, well, I didn't do what I said I was going to do. So, yeah, all right, Jerry, I'll acquiesce to this. I'll acquiesce to that. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're like, good gosh, this is what I'm dealing with. For now, I think there's still plenty of opportunity, because if you have a shot in the NFL as a head coach, you have a shot to win something. I always am going to think that you have that opportunity to do it. There definitely is. But you just got to be able to figure out, and nobody so far has been able to, other than Jimmy Johnson, which was very different then. You have to be able to figure out how to go past all those other things that get in the way.
What'd you think of the show? Martin!
Love Martin.
Go to line 2. How y'all doing?
How you doing?
Good.
What's up, Martin?
I say, I heard you earlier. We need a three strike coach. Give it to Zimmer. When he was in the Vikings, I mean, yeah, he had a lose out season. Two seasons in a row where he lost out and they got rid of him. I think he got to. What do we got to lose? We're never going to see Dion. We're not going to see a nice coach. I mean, I'm glad we got rid of him.
All right. What do you think about the concept of Mike Zimmer? Because his name's already come up a lot. Obviously, Bobby, throughout, you know, you'll probably hear something about
Kellen
Moore.
Very comfortable. I think that this would, for Jerry, this would be a very comfortable hire. He's known Zimmer for 30 years approximately. Yeah. I think that this would be a very easy hire to go to Mike Zimmer, but I think it would almost prove that, like, I'm not doing a coaching search. I don't want to meet anybody new. You stand there and do this, but you know what's going to happen here.
I do have a list.
Oh, great.
So, like, I have written down names that I'd be like, okay, but I haven't put them in order or anything, but
okay.
You want me to?
Sure.
We got calls coming in, so we'll get back to that. But if Zimmer's the guy, this team's going to be a tougher team.
I'll tell you what.
I know that for a fact. Mike Zimmer makes teams tougher.
Let's go to Corey's list, unless we have a call from, I don't know, like Maryland or something.
The state.
Line number seven. Mickey, right. Let's go to Kurt in Maryland.
What's up, Kurt?
How are you feeling about Mike McCarthy?
Well, I mean, put it like this. I didn't know what to think at first because I'm thinking, is he going to come back? Is he not going to come back? I know our offensive play calling has not been good under him. We still one of the most penalized teams in the league, so that never changed. It's clock management, so I'm happy to move on. But I hate to say the same thing that everybody else is saying because I don't think nothing is ever going to change, and I'll be the one to say it until Jerry Jones passes on. May he rest in peace, and maybe something will change in the front office. As long as him and Steven is still in there, we're going to have the same old, same old. If you're looking at two coaches, this is the coaches we're going to end up getting. We're going to get Kellen Moore or we're going to get Jason Witt. That's going to be our coaches. You watch what I tell you. No Ben Johnson, no Aaron Glenn, none of them guys are coming here dealing with Jerry Jones. Nobody's going to deal with that mess. We're going to get the yes sirs, the Jason Garretts, the Mike McCart, them type of dudes. We're not going to get no top-notch coach.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I wouldn't even waste my breath on it. Y'all have a good day.
That's the Ron Washington, right?
It's tough to argue against that.
Let me get somebody that I can control, But I do think that they want somebody that has respect, that they don't have to build credibility with a team. Like, they don't have to go, hey, this guy's credible because, and then the team's going, what? I think they want somebody that has respect around the league first. That is something I believe.
I don't think Jerry would hire Ron Washington.
No, I agree. But that's what, when the Rangers hired him, nobody thought of Ron Washington.
That would be amazing.
It was out of nowhere. They just pulled that one out. They pulled a rabbit out of their heads. And same thing with Bannister. Like, that was the same
Jason
way.
Jason Witten.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm throwing some Witten around.
What about Mesquite? We got to show some love to Mesquite.
All right. Throw it over, Mike.
Harrison, line six in Mesquite. You better say something smart.
Hey, fellas. Hey, man. I'm happy and excited McCarthy's out of here. The playoffs didn't even play for him from the start of the season. I'm excited. I don't know why everybody's acting down. Jerry don't tackle. He don't pass the ball. He did sign our elite players. Dak has got to play better. Your quarterback play determines on how far the team will go. The defense is there. Parsons is a stud. Lamb is a stud. Okay, bring in, I'll take Kellen Moore back. He worked perfect with that. Keep Zimmer at defense. Zimmer is going to have a zero tolerance with the team. The team ran over McCarthy. Penalties, offsides, all kind of stuff, man. I'm happy he's gone. It's a change, and we need it. And unless you go get Brian Flores in Minnesota or the guy in Detroit that was coordinator,
Ben Johnson.
I'll take Kellen Moore.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take him. Thank you, fellas.
Yeah.
All right,
Harrison
that's good
gives
call.
You the good
call.
Like hope, yeah. Right? He's the hope fan right now, and there's plenty of Cowboy fans right now that are feeling hope. It's just a matter of,
and there's nothing wrong
right,
with that.
Yeah, because this is the only hope you have. If you're hoping the quarterback would change, that got broken down. I don't know, week one. Yep. I can't remember the exact time that
day
Dak,
before.
Yeah.
Or
so
day of.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm okay. Glad we go into Mesquite.
Corey, I'm intrigued. Because you said you have a list. Coming up next, we're going to move into the expressway. Tons more content. My question is this, and I know we got a long time to ponder that and still give us your McCarthy opinions, but who is the person you want them to interview or hire? Is there a person? Or are you of the... does he coach for North Carolina right now? 877-881-1053. Let us know the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Who's the one person that you're like, that's who I want them to go get. And we'll get to Corey's list next on The Fan.
Brooks in motion. Trips left now. Shotgun for Rush. They send four. He's got time. He's going deep. It's multiple coverage, and it's intercepted at the 15-yard line by Gardner Johnson again. Bringing it back up across the 30 to the 35.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Maybe one of the reasons that Mike McCarthy will no longer be head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. In case you missed that breaking news, we've been breaking that down for about an hour and a half. I wanted to read this one text from the 512. Think back to what Dak said about Mike and saying he wanted him back, but as long as he let Mike do it his way. It does kind of feel like something came up with that. It was like, you got to let me do it my way or give me more money or something.
I got excited, but I have Mike Likes It coming up. Obviously, I'm going to continue the Cowboys conversation during Mike Likes It, but I want Corey to get to his list.
Okay. Do you want a tease? Do you have a tease built for Mike Likes It then? I know it's in the segment.
His
but...
tease is going to be John Stephen Jones.
No. It's going to be... I'm watching YouTube on my TV of us, or on my computer of us, because I'm really big ego. Because I lasted longer than the other McCarthy. I was trying to tell Mickey Spagnuolo, and he wouldn't listen to me. What do you know? He's like, Mike. And I'm like, I'm the Mike. He's the McCarthy. See what happened, Mickey? All right. So anyways, my tease is, I wonder if there's going to be a podcast tonight.
Interesting. Interesting.
Ooh, and I think you guys might know where I'm going, because I want to know what's going to happen there.
I have good ideas of where you're going with that. I like it. All right, Kevin, real quick, Bovada, can we talk about that? They do have the numbers for week one.
And that's for betting. Your best place to go for daily fantasy is Underdog, of course.
Tony Romo at plus 2,800. He's sixth favorite.
To be the Cowboys head coach?
Hold on, Mike. Matt Nagy at plus 1,800.
Okay.
Bobby Slowick at plus 1,000. Okay. Ben Johnson plus 325. Oh. Joe Brady at plus 200.
Oh.
And the favorite at the moment to Mike be Zimmer. The Cowboys' next Dylan head Moore. Coach, even according to Bovada.
Deion
Sanders.
Shut up.
So that's that. Okay, that's
even money bet on Deion is a terrible use of your money.
I did see, though, Jane did throw out that line, Kevin, of...
Who had Deion first in the whole wide world?
Mike Bassett.
In the whole wide world, I said, I mean, this feels like it fits a Cowboys. Yeah. This was before the season started.
Before
college football started. Shador, I knew, obviously, was done. His other son was done at Colorado. And I was like, I mean, if we're throwing out speculative things here. Now, this was before Dak had a contract. I said, let's talk about Deion in Dallas. And then about 6 to 8 weeks later, everybody caught up on, hey, this could be a possibility.
Right? The question I have for the Tolos out there and for you fellas as well. What does the next head coach have to do / be for you to be satisfied? And I'll give you all time to think about this, because I want to go through a couple things.
I will say a quick general one was get to the NFC Championship game.
Okay.
I know that that's not on coaching philosophy. And
that means a whole season before you're satisfied.
But like that was what Mike McCarthy was brought in to do. Was we don't care about making the playoffs as a Cowboy fan. We care about winning in the playoffs. And we haven't been in this situation. Most people listening right now have never seen the Cowboys play in an NFC championship game.
Okay, Corey, you just said something that I'm intrigued by. You said, so it's going to take a whole season. Is there honestly, just for you, and then we'll get to the list, is there somebody they could hire right now or in the upcoming week and be like, that guy's going to change it? He is not going to have to deal with Jerry's nonsense.
I know.
Okay.
But I think there are some names that I would go, I'm excited and satisfied for the season.
Sure.
By the way, this would be Jerry Jones' 9th head coach that he would hire in his tenure. How many did they have before him?
One. Okay. Just remember, though, maybe nobody got fired.
Somebody had to be an interim head coach for a game. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe Tom had to miss one game.
And I did see this quote Mike Vrabel. Here's what I want, Kevin, the first thing I want. I do like this from Vrabel. I did not want Vrabel as the head coach, but I love this line. Quote, we're removing entitlement from our football team. We're going to earn the right to be here every single day. And
no interview here.
That feels like, that feels like a line that a Mike Vrabel would say. That feels like a line that Bill Parcells actually did say whenever he got here. Hey, take the stars off the helmet, guys. They need to earn the right to be Cowboys. And that is something that I think a lot of guys walk into this place and they just feel like I made it and they're satisfied with being here and not there. There's no. So even with McCarthy, it felt like, hey, guys, you know, you're part of this and I'll call plays and we'll do this thing together. It's going to be fun.
Here's my concern.
Discipline was not a thing.
Yes. Here's my concern is that everybody agrees at the outset. Let's just use Joe Brady.
Okay.
We're going to get Joe Brady as our next head coach. Everybody agrees at the outset that that's the case. Mm-hmm. And that is the case until it's inconvenient for something that Jerry wants.
Right.
And then our definition of that is different. And that's what I'm afraid of. Whether you think it's going to be Kellen Moore, Mike Zimmer's going to stay, Joe Brady's going to come here, Ben Johnson, whoever.
And I'm going to name off all these guys.
Liam Cohen, whoever you think it's going to be. I'm afraid that they all agree in the interview or in the meeting. You're right. I need to change, and I'm willing to do that. That's Jerry to the new head coach, and they're all on the same page until you get to week 9, and then something inconveniences the Jones family about the way you're doing it, and they're like, that's neat, but that's not what we're doing.
Yeah, whether it's the scrimmage game.
Yes.
Hey, don't air actual stuff. Just air shots of us being around.
That's not what we're doing.
Well, I don't like that. I'm going to start with a name that I asked. I asked him about while you guys were out. John Gruden, he said, Alec, do you remember exactly how it went? Because it was something along the lines of, guys, I'm not going to say anything about that. And it got quiet. And then I think he said, but, and then he tried to talk and I stepped on him. And then he goes, well, we're friends. Let's just leave it at that. Is that kind of how that went?
That's exactly how it went. He said, I don't want to talk about that. Few seconds go by, but he said he is a great friend and everything. I'm going to leave it there. Okay. And that's it.
So John Gruden is a name that he said a couple weeks ago, I'm ready to throw my hat back into the ring. And he is a friend. He is somebody that I think that would be a splash no matter what. And Jerry loves a splash.
I know this is going to annoy certain people.
He's got skins on the wall.
Okay.
Got a lot of the things that they've always said they want.
He's a good communicator. He emails quite a bit.
See, and that was going to be my question. And I know some people will get annoyed by this, but if the franchise, I'm seriously asking, that's never had a black head coach hire somebody who got fired, at least in part, because he was throwing out inflammatory racial statements, among other things, how's that going to fly?
They have the infrastructure to do it. We've talked about this plenty of times. Greg Hardy, they have the infrastructure to outlast it.
Yeah.
They
probably do.
Another name. He was on the Pat McAfee show just moments ago. Bill Belichick, who does have a clause in his contract. We discussed it last week.
It was like $10 million.
Yeah, he can get out of that thing and move on with his business. And he's ready to go back into the NFL. As we were discussing, I think it was Tom Brady had reached out and had the conversation with him. I believe that if there's a shared vision, Belichick said he didn't have a shared vision with the Patriots anymore. Yep. About 4 years left, yep. He was like, we lost sight of what we were doing. if there's a shared vision, I think that Bill Belichick, and if he has the hammer, if he truly is given the hammer, I believe that he can take this thing on. Nick Saban, 1 year in the limelight, being a personality, getting his opportunity to show that he's more than just a curmudgeonly old man. I don't know if that's the right word.
Right.
One of those old guys that just irritating, that'll step over you if you're having a heart attack on the floor. He's shown that he's hilarious. I mean, he's a blast with Pat McAfee. That's another name. And that dude knows how to build a program. All right. So, and these are names that you're probably going, I don't want those because I want a hot new name. That's perfectly fine. Joe Brady, Kevin, I will stick with him as
that's your guy.
He's
right?
The one I like, but I'll stick with him just like I will Ben Johnson. He's never been a head coach. He's been around them, but he's never been a head coach. So I don't know how he's going to coach compared to how he calls plays right now, because he doesn't have to be the one that answers all the questions. The head coach does. Aaron Glenn, I think, is an interesting name.
We've talked about him a lot this morning.
He played here. I had some really great... Dude, I'll tell you this. When I got chances to interview Aaron Glenn whenever I was working at the Cowboys website, introspective, very thoughtful, understood, had a great discipline in the game. I really liked Aaron Glenn a lot. I always liked my opportunities to go talk to him. I think I did about 2 or 3 stories with him. Steve Sarkisian was just here on Friday night.
Whoa, fascinating.
Right here in Texas, and lots of different things there. Todd Monken, the offensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens, who has opened a lot of eyes this year because of what he's done with Lamar Jackson, a guy who everybody was like, we don't know. He's a square peg, round hole. We can't quite figure out exactly what we're doing here. And then all of a sudden, bam, like, oh, wow, this is actually working out.
So he gets some of the credit. Like, I'm not behind the scenes in Baltimore, but he at least on the outside gets some of the credit for Lamar becoming a better thrower, right?
Mm-hmm. I would have to say so. The way that they've opened up receivers, that's where Lamar became a better thrower, because the receivers are more open. And Dak is really known for tight window throws. Maybe he doesn't have to be if Todd Monken is calling plays. Al Harris is a name that I love, and Kevin, you and I got a chance to talk with him. I love him so much. He was delightful. Smelled fantastic, too. I don't know if you remember that, but he smelled so fresh.
I don't remember that.
But I think he's a McCarthy guy, and he's now spent his time here with the Cowboys. Does he look at this and go, yeah, this isn't the situation I want. I've just been able to coach this defense, and I love these guys. Or does he say, no, this is finally my chance? I also don't know if he has... I mean, they didn't even name him defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
So why, like, what's the jump from secondary coach, assistant defensive coordinator, assistant head coach to that? I don't know exactly what that jump is for him. And then you got the other ones that we've been discussing all morning. That's the Ben Johnsons, Kellen Moore, Jason Witten.
Liam Cohen.
And Liam Cohen. Liam Cohen's an interesting name because he was an offensive coordinator for the Rams for a little bit.
He's been linked to Jacksonville pretty heavily.
And Marcus Freeman's name. Why would you leave Notre Dame?
Not for this.
I wouldn't leave Notre Dame.
So something Mike said earlier, if you told me I was going to a situation where, like, I think, let's say you think Caleb Williams is awesome and that's where you're going, or you're going to a place that has $90 million in salary cap space, that I get. But not here.
If any college coach wants to leave his situation because he's really good and his team hates him, it's Ryan Day. Like, that's the one everybody, my fan
that's
base
a good point.
Hates me. I'm going to win this national championship.
Well, you know what? You should come on down, Ryan Day, where the fan base is inherently probably going to hate whoever the next Dallas Cowboys head coach is. You're used to it.
But if you're winning, it's okay. And then Dion would be that last one kind of that I've put in this group of names on the list, Mike.
Let me ask you this. Which coach would you be shocked that Jerry hired out of kind of all the names that Corey
said? Ben Johnson, because he's never been a head coach and he's going to cost a lot of money. That's my preferred choice.
He's the hottest
choice.
Name on the market.
And that's my preferred choice. I would be shocked if that happened.
Now, I think I would too. As much as I love Al Harris, I just don't know. Like, I wouldn't. But I think Ben Johnson, just because he seems unattainable. That's the thing to me. He just seems unattainable.
Sure.
The name that I would just be like, what? Would be Sark. Like, that would be like, oh my gosh. I was kind of just throwing that out there. But, like, that would be a very shocking one for me.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how happy would you be if it was Sark?
Whoa.
Five?
Like a five or six.
Okay, so he's shocked, but not super excited.
Yeah, if I would be, Mike, shocked and excited would be a Belichick.
Or Ben Johnson.
I would be like a nine or 10.
Belichick for me would be a shock and excited 9 or 10. Like, I'm dead serious about that, but just because, again, everything. And you're right, Brian Flores definitely does deserve to be on that list. I'm sorry I didn't throw him on there.
He does.
As well.
Bobby brought up an interesting business point. Not saying it should be this way, but I would be fascinated if the Cowboys brought on a head coach who has an active lawsuit against the NFL.
Yeah.
That does not seem like their way. That's not to disqualify Brian Flores, who's a defensive genius. That does not seem like the Cowboys' way.
That's what all I got for the coaches. Again, for me, I want a disciplinarian. I want somebody that comes in here and is able to, you know, discipline some of the soft play that we may have seen at times, some of the penalties and just the mental lack of focus. I want that out.
And some of the names that have come across here, a lot of them are who Corey listed, but then people also listed their scared name, and Lincoln Riley has come up. Kellen Moore.
Remember 4 or 5 years ago how that would have been super exciting.
And so a lot of people are concerned, have names that they're sending in that are concerned. But Ben Johnson, Mike Tomlin seem to be really high up on a lot of people's lists. Or Marcus Freeman has come up a whole lot. The head coach for Notre Dame, if you're not familiar, obviously they're having a phenomenal run to a potential national title. Now, we got Mike Likes It, which I'm sure we'll include some more football. But before we get to any of that... 877-881-1053, caller number 10.
Now.
You know, tennis biggest stars are coming to Texas to compete in the Dallas Open right now. Caller number 10, one of 4-pack of tickets to see them on February 3rd or February 4th. We'll be doing this all week long. Win tickets to the Dallas Open. Be caller number 10, 877-881-1053. Now, off to Mike.
As we've been doing this on the fly, I just... thinking about Corey's question, and I said make it to an NFC championship game because that hasn't happened since the birth of most of the people listening.
I can see that.
Is the interview process, and I don't know how many people Jerry's going to interview. It's interesting, kind of the text I'm getting. Obviously, my dad is like, he's going to hire Dion because that will be kind of the biggest headline you could make out of all of these guys. And I'm not going to disagree with that. I don't think it's going to be Dion, but... I could see where Jerry maybe interviews Dion. We had on Bobby Bell earlier. You do have to interview two minority candidates. Mm-hmm. That would knock out one, and that would be a very cordial, fun interview
that
for
would
both of them.
Buzz around this area.
Right? And now we hear that on NFL Network next week or whatever, Dion, I don't know if he still has residence like up, you know, North Dallas or Frisco. I have no clue. I'm assuming he just lives in Colorado, but I don't know. Is like, that would be a really easy interview to knock out one of those. That being said, I'm not saying Dion wouldn't have a chance, but Dion's never coached unless his kid is the guy.
Yeah.
And the other thing too is, now that I think about it,
seems like he stepped out and said he doesn't want to unless his kids are.
Yeah. And so, doesn't the number one qualifying part of this job, and I'm sure Broadus will get to this from 2 to 7 on G-Bag Nation, you have to think Dak Prescott's the greatest quarterback you've ever seen in your life?
Yeah.
Isn't that like the first thing you have to come in here and say, whether you believe it or not? Because Mike McCarthy, we think, might have said some things that he didn't truly believe, but he knew saying it would help him get the job. Is... I know you've had Troy Aikman, Jerry, but Dak Prescott is 100 times better than Troy Aikman. And I mean, that's what Jerry wants to hear from this person, is that Dak is the greatest thing he's ever seen in his life. In fact, you got him on a deal at $60 million.
And that's the reason. Year. Like, that's the reason Jerry wants to hear that. I can win with the quarterback that you gave too much money to. That is,
you don't say kinda, too much. Say you got lucky he accepted $60
million. Yeah.
He wants you to tell him that you can win with the quarterback that you have, because we can't do anything about it. So can you win with this guy? We're not changing anything for it. If your vision is, I'm walking in here and trying to sell you that I want to be the head coach of this team, we're going to draft a quarterback in a couple of years, and we're going to do that. That's not what Jerry wants to hear. He wants to hear, I'm going to take this quarterback, this team, to a championship.
Like, I don't want to hear from you. Let's just say Ben Johnson. Yeah. The dream comes true for you. Ben Johnson cannot say, but I tell you what, I know my first round pick probably needs to be in this category of player. but gosh, I really like Milroe from Alabama. I really think he could. You can't say that because you're done. And so he can't. Nobody can say they like a quarterback in this draft or they like a quarterback in next year's draft. Like, hey, I'll tell you this. Like, you have to say Dak is my quarterback for the next 5 years without a doubt. And that's what Jerry wants to hear first.
Now, a couple of things. First of all, I've seen a lot of people also have Cliff Kingsbury on their panic meter about being the next head coach.
Jerry talked about him to us, and I think the line was, and I don't want to take this out of context, but I think the line was something along the lines of, once you've seen his offense the first time, you kind of figured it out after that.
Okay.
So that was, if I remember correctly, that was what I feel like his answer was about Kingsbury.
And I want to say props to the Bears, who supposedly want to interview Marcus Freeman as well. Absolutely. As Mike McCarthy.
That makes complete sense.
What a wide spectrum of entrenched part of the NFL process for decades. Or, hey, let's take the guy who's leading one of the hottest college football programs.
Isn't he right around the corner?
Yeah.
Like, he's literally right there around the corner from them, and it makes sense because you already have a fan base in that area that would love him.
How much more hope would you two have, or less hope, if Dak was a free agent and now you let go of Mike McCarthy?
Okay, I would have a lot more hope. And here's the reason why. And I know
it's almost clean slate.
People, and I know people hear what they want to hear. I just want to point out, I would have more hope because I'm going down an option that I don't know if it works or not. My opinion is that the way you've built your team with Dak, it doesn't work. And keep in mind, everybody keeps saying $60 million for Dak Prescott. You know how many years right now his salary cap hit is $60 million?
Stop doing this to us.
None.
Dude.
It's higher every single year. Here is 4 years his salary cap hit: $89.9 million, $67.7 million, $61.7 million, and $71.7 million. And for Jerry, because I know this is what he sells, you just flip the switch. Awesome. Where is that money going? Because you're probably not going to have Dak Prescott, I would assume, after 2028. That money has to go somewhere. That's the reason you re-signed him in the first place, because you were stuck with a $40 million something bill on him. And so for me, I would take the unknown. And I know people will point out to this team, that team, what about the Jets? Well, I hear you. You might go for a rookie quarterback who sucks and send your franchise back several more years that I know Dak is way better than. I don't think the way you're paying Dak can win you a Super Bowl with the people you have in charge constructing the roster. Whereas if I got a rookie on the cheap, I think that would give me a competitive advantage and I'd have a shot. I would rather it be a clean slate.
I know that Dak is under contract, so this is all kind of stupid hypothetical conversation, but just have fun with me here. If Dak wouldn't assign and you have the 12th overall pick, doesn't Deion Sanders become much more of a real possibility? Now, I get he's on the betting odds right now, this second, as the favorite.
I saw another site has Kellen Moore as the favorite.
But like, if you had the 12th pick, and I don't think Shador gets there, but we know that Deion could manipulate this, and Jerry probably could too. I don't know if manipulate him all the way down to 12 without anybody taking him, because he's like, I won't show up anywhere unless I'm playing for my dad and the Dallas Cowboys. But if you had Shador as a guy you think could change a franchise, and Deion saying, I'm going to coach my son. My son's never been coached by any other person besides me. I'm sure teams are a little bit worried about that. Like, going into the draft, whether you're whoever, the Cleveland Browns or whatever, you probably are looking at this going, hey, he's never been coached by anybody but his dad. Like, that could be an issue in the NFL. But I was just like, boy, if you didn't sign Dak, I do think Deion and Shador could be the Cowboys' choice, but that can't be the deal.
Yeah, it's an interesting conversation there. I will say this, just watching Coach Prime and hearing him, just like I have with Tomlin, he's a real coach. Like, he's not playing coach.
But he only coaches his sons.
Well, but he also coaches the rest of that team.
He's never coached a team without his sons
that is true,
on it. Why I've always thought of him at Colorado or wherever, that he wasn't going to go into college coaching if his kids were like, Dad, I just want to be a computer science guy.
Right.
Like, he wasn't like, well, now it's you guys are going off to college. Now I'm going to stop my life now from NFL Network and I'm going to be
live
a coach the next 20 years of my life.
Yeah, living a coach's life with him is living a coach's life and also being able to be part of watching your kid do it. but he does coach the other players like a coach.
I agree.
And that's I think that's a real thing of the experience that he's been getting and the messages that he's been sending. I've always thought that they didn't have quite the talent they needed to compete at the higher level. They did a really good job of going from last place to not really that great, but also not really that great again. But they, like, as things went along, he's a coach. He's lived that. I'm just trying to point out, Adrian's dad, whenever he first saw me do a sideline thing, he came over and he was like, "You're not just playing radio. You're really doing radio." And that's what I've seen with Deion, is he's not just playing coach. So I don't want that to be he's just a joke of a coach.
He's not a joke of a coach, but he only does it for his kids.
That is true.
Okay, that's my opinion. All right, now I move on to Micah Parsons. Is Micah Parsons going to do a podcast tonight? And this would be not the worst 1,000% thing for the Cowboys, but he doesn't understand that he needs to, if he does this, to just be PR and go, "I loved Mike McCarthy. I thought he was a great coach. I'm looking forward to whoever the Cowboys." Like, that's what you're supposed to do. I don't think Micah's going to do that. I'm just wondering if, because he wanted Micah back. And we don't know about Mike Zimmer yet. I'm just wondering tonight, I am interested in how Mike is going to handle this.
And it's not good either way, but I guess would you prefer if he was like, "Good, this was the right move. Our head coach wasn't good enough," as opposed to, "What the hell are we doing?"
He wanted him back publicly. Yeah. We don't know privately. Here's the next thing. Do you think Micah has called Coach McCarthy? I mean, he's only had one coach in his life in the NFL, is Mike McCarthy. I would reach out to, if I'm a stud player and that was my coach my whole NFL career or MLB career, I would reach out and just say, "Man, I'm sorry, this and that. I wish you the best," whatever it is. Yeah. Now, unless you hate the guy, then you're like, good riddance. But I don't think they hated each other. Yeah, I think they liked each other and respected each other. So I'm wondering if Micah seems to be a person that would do this. Mike, did you have a contract that you said no to? What were they saying that you couldn't get? Now, that's up to Mike McCarthy to share that. But I wouldn't put it past Micah Parsons to accidentally share that on his podcast. And we might get to know a little bit more of the inside through Micah. We will see what Micah gives us.
Well, because when it comes to media members, the Pelisseros, the Jane Slaters, the Adam Schefters, they know the game, right? They know how to, "I can give you this information, but I can't give this because I'll burn a source." And Micah doesn't have to worry about that. "I don't have to worry about burning a source. That's not my career." You're the reporters, their careers are based on, you know, the information they can get. And if somebody doesn't want to be named in it, then they're like, "All right, I'll protect you on this." But Micah doesn't have to. He can just be like, "I have this conversation. Here it is."
Now back to Dak. Is Dak happy today?
I don't know, because you get information from a lot of different places, and for a lot of time we're led to believe that maybe Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott don't get along super well. But then not that long ago, you heard Dak say, "You know, I would love for Mike to be back and to do it his way," which leads me to believe that perhaps Dak
Prescott
didn't
get a chance to do it this year.
Yeah, and that Dak Prescott does think that Mike McCarthy has a good formula, that if it was just allowed to play out, he could be victorious.
Yeah.
So I'm honestly not sure, Mike.
Yeah, I think that's when I first heard it was, well, then Dak doesn't think he got to do it this year his way. He didn't, whichever way that was. I don't think he's happy, because there's going to be another set of growing pains to deal with here. Maybe he's hopeful that the next head coach will come in here and have the message all built and ready to go, and the vision everybody can rock, and they can not miss a beat from the moment they step on the field in Oxnard.
All right.
But I don't think he's happy, but I think he's hopeful that they have something new on the way.
My next question is this, and it's kind of like Mike asking all the Cowboys questions. I might be wasting them because usually I have to do it tomorrow, is Will McClay to me is the only competent person in the front office. Okay. I do think he's very good. He's limited in his authority and in what he can do for the team because of Jerry and Steven. I wonder who Will McClay would like to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Like, I would love for this. I know this isn't happening. I think Cowboy fans would agree with me on this. You'd love for, like, Will McClay to really take over the coaching search and say, this is our guy, and this is the way it's going to be done. You and Jerry and Steven and Jerry Jr. and Charlotte, party your butts off everywhere around this world and yacht it up and everything. Don't you worry. Go to the games. Party it up. I got you covered. I know that this guy and me can put together something special, and you are going to be very pleased over time.
There's no part of you that thinks he likes that lifestyle too, and he's fine
with it.
Keeping on, keeping on.
You might be right.
I agree with Kevin.
So maybe he's not as good as I think.
I agree with Kevin a little bit. I also agree in the mindset that he and Steven are probably more in lockstep than he is with Jerry. And he and Steven are the ones trying to communicate to Jerry more often than not. And it's the two of them. Now, maybe he gets to hide back a little more while Steven takes the conversation face to face. But I think it's those two working together on ideas. When it comes to players, I don't think Steven's sitting there going, I know everything about this player. He's probably turning to Will and going, what are your thoughts on him? And then he says, hey, I think this. And he goes, all right, let's go with that. That's my feeling on that. But I don't know if he's ever picked a head coach before. His job has always been to just make sure he picks the players for whatever the head coach has described he wants.
And really, he picks the bottom part of the roster.
A lot of times out of necessity. Yeah.
Like, I ain't watching that crap.
Yeah. So I really don't know the answer to that. Because
then you have to become a real general manager. Like, I don't want to watch the lower tier players and see who can help me out, players 45 through 60.
For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
I have no clue what I want to talk about next, but we can do it next on The Fan.